Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Hunger Brain. We're going to do trivia. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Yay. Yay. Yay.
All right, we should really just get sound effects.
We're just going to do sound effects for the next 40 minutes. We have prizes that might be good depending on what you like in life. We have Zombie Honeymoon. We have a statue. We have a DVD about Jeffrey Brown. We have a book about the wood chipper murderer. We have the DVD Saved, starring Mandy Moore, who is married to Ryan Adams, everybody. That exists.
Still?
And yeah, still. It's impressive. You know, she uses Proactive.
She is.
Yeah.
She does.
We have Ballads of Suburbia by Stephanie Keenert, a guest on the show. She's very good. And we have The Buford Diaries by T. Cooper, a book I finished this evening and didn't really enjoy. So the winner will pick their prize, and then after that, we'll play the bingo.
Tell them what it's about, though, that book.
Tell them what the book is about?
Yeah.
The Buford Diaries?
I find that funny.
It's about, you want a statue, that's good, random person. It's about a polar bear that becomes a famous actor.
And it talks, and people think it's a...
That's normal.
A bear that talks. And everyone treats it like a person.
Okay, here's question number one. Question number one. We're starting with an easy question. Number one, what's considered to be the first talking film or the first film to have sound in it?
The first talkie.
The first talkie. Walkie talkie. Remember that song, Walkie Talkie Man?
No.
You don't remember that song?
Sorry,
it's
no.
All walkie. It was in like every film in 1998.
You should sing it now.
I don't remember it.
Okay.
I remember the title of it. Number one, what's considered to be the first talkie? Or film with audio, think about it. It's very easy.
Come on, radio, television,
also,
and film majors.
Also, think racist. That should help you. Think racism. Think about it. You know,
because that's the goal of the movie. Talking and racism.
Yeah, that's the goal of every movie from the 20s. All right, number two. What was the name of Theo's best friend on The Cosby Show? Theo. Cosby Show. Best friend.
He was the one who went into that dance show.
Oh, what's the name of that dance show?
I don't know what the name of the dance
show. That should have been the actual question. That's much more difficult.
But after he went, no, you go ahead. That's what Theo said.
Theo got to jump at that opportunity.
His friend went, okay, and then he went in. And then Theo got mad.
I know, and Felicia Rashad told Theo what's up. Hey,
he didn't go through the protocol.
You do your thing. Theo, everybody, that's the name. Short for Theodore.
Theodore.
They never call them Theodore.
The same man who wore a Gordon Gartrell shirt.
Oh, Gordon Gartrell. That's awesome.
Yo.
I want that for my birthday, Esmeralda.
I will make you one.
Good. You want to do number three?
Oh. In 1994, Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC.
R.I.P.
burned her boyfriend's house down. What's the name of that man?
The man whose house was burned down.
Yes.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez, the crazy one from TLC, that bitch set somebody's house on fire. She did this by starting a fire in the bathtub, and the bathtub fire got out of control.
She put all his sneakers in the bathtub and then lit it on fire.
Yeah. Whose sneakers were those?
Although she didn't think it was going to catch the house on fire.
Her apparently. Nickname was Left Eye. She The reason why it was Left Eye is because on the first album, she had a condom over her left eye. That's true. That's why she became Left Eye.
Okay.
You can do number four.
All right. According to the World Giving Index, what is the most charitable country? Do I give these? Or what?
No. Don't give them. That's one through five.
That's just extra answer.
That's just extra
knowledge.
For later, for the people to know.
I see.
Number four, according to the World Giving Index, what is the most charitable country?
This is some hard shit.
Yeah.
Good luck, guys.
The same article.
I got the answers.
The same article talked about how it's similar to the happiness factor of all of these countries. That's why I listed them there. So when you hear the answers, it'll make more sense.
Okay.
You do the next.
I disagree with one of the extra answers. Well, I don't disagree.
Well, we'll talk about
that. I just
find
it odd. All right.
End.
Okay. Number five. Five guys. What Major League Baseball team is Nintendo the majority owner? I didn't know this one at all.
Yeah, it's neat. What Major League Baseball team is Nintendo the majority owner?
And I also didn't think of this question.
Hint, think about where Nintendo is based and think about star Major League Baseball players, and that should really help you out.
Probably not. If you're me, no.
Think of baseball teams and think of where Nintendo's located. I think that's a decent clue. Are we going too fast, too slow, just right? Oh, thank you, Jan. Jan, is that the phone? That's just extremely rude when we have an event like this and everyone's very captive and you're just taking calls like a businesswoman.
In her own business.
In her own business. All right, number six. What is the flattest state in these United States of Americas?
And that one's tricky.
What is the flattest state in the United States? There's really no good way to say that, because what's the flattest union in the United States?
No.
You don't want to say state twice in the same sentence. It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
You say U.S. What's wrong with you? Like, people don't know what the U.S. is.
Well, in the U.S., they know what it is. That could mean Us Magazine.
What, did we suddenly
What's the flattest celebrity in Us Magazine?
But there's always magazine at the end.
Why?
No one ever goes, you know,
bullshit.
Us.
I say Us all the time.
Well, then you're stupid.
I say periodical. Us is my favorite periodical. I read it every day.
You're apparently born in the 1930s.
There's 40 words in the magazine Us. Just a lot of glossy photos. Number seven. I know one person in the room that will get this. Rahm Emanuel recently left his position as chief of staff at the White House. Who took his job? Who is the current chief of staff at the White House? Hint, he likes cats.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
And hint, hint, he's a single fella. Ladies or gentlemen interested in the man who loves cats? The musical Cats. Did you ever see the musical Cats?
No.
Did you ever want to?
No.
Really?
No, those cat suits.
Yeah,
freaked me out.
I've never gotten.
Because you can see their business.
Have you ever gotten drunk in an airport?
No.
I've always wanted to get really drunk in an airport, the same way I really want to get drunk and see the musical Cats.
Well, you can't anymore. It's over.
Yeah.
They canceled it.
I could probably find a local Branson revival of Cats.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be on Broadway.
But that wouldn't be as good.
I'd actually like to see a high school presentation of Cats.
They'd probably wear long johns or something instead of cat suits.
That's even better. It's the more DIY production of Cats by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Hint, everybody, Andrew Lloyd Webber. All right, number eight. You want to take this?
Who made the title sequence for last week's episode of The Simpsons?
Hint, he had a film about him that came out in the summer of this year. Hint, 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 hint. Hint. Hint.
Yeah.
We give hints for everything. Hint, my favorite periodical is Us.
And hint, some might not really be hints.
I'm a liar, so figure it out.
Making you think. All right, number nine?
Number nine.
Number nine. Tom Skilling, the best weatherman ever, is the older brother of whom?
Who is Tom Skilling's brother? Hint, he might have made the title sequence for last week's episode of The Simpsons. He might have. Tom Skilling is also the highest paid local weatherman in the country.
Well, because he's good at his job.
He is the best at his job.
And he's so excited about it.
He is. And hey, do you like his glasses? I love his glasses.
He wears glasses?
Yeah, you never notice he wears glasses?
Apparently, I don't pay attention to
he's got these really fashionable Gucci eyeglasses that I just am impressed by.
Well, it makes sense if he's the most highest paid weatherman.
He is the most highest paid.
Or meteorologist.
Nope, he's the most highest paid weatherman. He was also the...
yeah, but he's a meteorologist.
He was the advisor on the film The Weatherman. Starring Nicolas Cage.
Did they really need an advisor?
A very solid 3-star film. How you doing, Jan? It was shot in Chicago, based in a station similar to WGN, but they couldn't call it WGN because in the film The Weatherman, Nicolas Cage wants to move up for the national news. That becomes NBC. They had to make up a network. You see the problem here, Jan. It doesn't make sense. Why the Dumont Network, everybody? The Dumont Network.
I don't know who that is. You've lost me. You completely lost me. I'm gone now. I'm floating in the sky.
Unless Tom Skilling was there, I don't care. Number 10. I'm going to let you take this.
Okay, because I'm tiny?
Nope.
Well, not, I'm not really tiny,
because you have to pronounce the man's name.
Oh, awesome. Thanks. The smallest person in the world, Nepal's Khagendra Thapa Magar, is how tall in inches?
We'll give you a three No, we'll give you a 4-inch plus minus on this.
So just think of tiny little men.
No, you do not get extra credit if you know how much he weighs, because that can fluctuate unlike his height. As of today, you can't, because you don't know what he ate for dinner.
Yeah,
you don't know
yeah.
how regular this man is. And to assume you would, well, that's just pompous. Let's be honest. You really shouldn't assume any person's regular movements.
Unless you know him.
He could be training for a marathon. He could be on a wrestling team, so he wore sweats all day.
I wonder how long it would take him to run a marathon. Because he's tiny. Probably he's tiny.
Very, I don't think he could run a marathon. I just don't think it's possible. The smallest person in the world in Nepal's Gajendra Thapa Magar, Madagascar, is how tall in inches?
In inches.
Inches.
We
He's
don't want
very...
any of that European
nope.
measurements.
Nope. None of those crazy European measurments.
Which is what? What would it be?
Which
centimeter?
One?
Not centimeters.
I only think in millimeters. And the gold standard. That's how I think of everything. All right, number 11. Very easy for people. What holiday takes place the day after Halloween? Tis the season, everybody. Tis the season. What holiday takes place the day after Halloween? Not the day after tomorrow, starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah.
Disaster movies. Remember, Jake Gyllenhaal, everybody. Hint.
That's a hint.
Hint. Hint, hint. His sister was secretary.
Oh, I just saw that movie.
Hint, hint. Secretarian is currently in theaters.
Secretariat.
Who's Secretarian?
I don't know. Are you thinking of octogenarian?
What's that?
Old people.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, is it? Old.
Octo.
Yeah, old
eight. An 8-year-old or an 80-year-old played the horse in The Day After Tomorrow, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, who is the father of Maggie Gyllenhaal.
The horses?
Hint.
That would make sense.
Hint. Okay. Number 12. You can do this one because you're going to go to this event.
Well, I might. Probably I'll forget. What Oprah protege is hosting a free expo in Chicago on November 6th?
What Oprah protege?
See, there's only a few of them.
So I could think of three.
Who are the proteges? And who
they all
are
have TV
likely?
Shows right now.
They do.
They do.
And all on different channels.
Well, they're all syndicated, Esmeralda. I don't know if you know how syndication works.
Yeah, I know.
For the listener at home, syndication works is how that works is when Jake Gyllenhaal sees a television show that he thinks his older mother, Maggie Gyllenhaal, might like. He goes and makes cowboy movies. And then those cowboy movies are interpreted into daytime talk shows. And then very old men throw darts at a board. And that's how you get syndicated talk shows.
Wow.
Oprah proteges, everybody. What Oprah protege is hosting a free expo in Chicago on November 6th. That's number 12. Okay, number 13. Where does the majority of The Great Gatsby take place? There are four possible answers. They all really relate to one area, but I'll take any of those four and give you credit. You don't get extra points if you know exactly where I'm asking. That could have been much clearer, but I decided to not make it clear.
I think a high school student would fare well with this trivia. Because they would have just read it.
Would you know?
No. Are you kidding me? I haven't read that book in forever.
Every time I think I shouldn't
Which
say
Which was that. A couple of years ago. I'm only 20.
You're 20? No. This is illegal.
I'm not supposed to be in here.
You're in here an awful lot for a 20-year-old. What do you do with your days?
Go to school.
Oh, you go
read
to school.
The Great Gatsby.
Where do you go to school?
I don't know. School.
Oh, you just go to any school. You're like, this is a school.
I switch it up.
Time to learn. I got my Cliff Notes ready
wherever
to not learn.
Wherever I land that night.
That night?
School
you go to school? You go to night school?
Yes.
You go to school after you go to the bar or before you go to the bar?
I come during the breaks.
Oh, this is a break for you?
Yeah.
How long are your breaks?
Very long.
How many credit hours do you have left?
Two.
That's it?
Yep.
What are you going to get?
Almost done.
What are you going to be when you're done?
I'll be here.
No, you're just going to be here.
Here
Why are you
brain.
Even going to school?
To become a drunkard.
Oh, you want to be a drunkard?
That's actually
higher education.
Yeah. That's a degree now,
So you're just a drunk, but you want to be a drunkard, which is a form of a duck.
Yes.
Okay. Number 14. Speaking of ducks, where did Barack Obama get his bachelor's degree from? He transferred schools a few years in. I want to know where he got his bachelor's degree. Hint, Merle went there. That's Merle. I am pointing to
her. Wait, is this the fancy one?
No, not grad school, not law school, regular school.
No, but this, I'm just asking, is this the fancy one?
Yeah, it's not.
It's okay. Not, yeah.
That'd be weird.
Hint, it's not what you think. It's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Only we know.
Jake Gyllenhaal's father, Barack Obama.
All right, almost done, folks. Almost done.
Nope, we got 4 more hours of this.
My breaks are that long, so.
you're right. In med school. You're going to be a resident.
I know. Oh, a resident drunkard.
You don't sleep. You just come to bars.
Yeah.
Okay.
I sleep. I stand. I sit and sleep. I don't close my eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You ride the rails. Okay, number 15.
Oh, God.
How many newspapers have employed Roger Ebert as a full-time critic? I'm not asking for syndication here. How many newspapers have employed Roger Ebert as a full-time critic? Film critic. Do you think he ever covered horse racing? I'd like to see a Roger Ebert review on a horse race. I don't know why.
Well, if he watches The Secretariat.
There it is.
Uh-huh.
I love right, horse films. It's the best. You got it. You got it.
As of today, October 13th, 2010. Is that right?
That's today, 13th October already? 13th.
Who has the most Twitter followers?
We've asked this question every time. And
really?
It's changed every time.
Oh.
Yeah. As of today.
As of today.
As of today.
October 13th, 2010.
2010.
Isn't that crazy?
The year of our Lord.
2010.
Who has the most Twitter followers? Twitter, everybody. Twitter. That's a thing. I'm on Twitter right now. I'm going to tweet this. Tweeting it.
Hint. It's not Brandon.
It's me.
All right, number 17. What classic television sitcom is being reimagined by NBC and the creator of Pushing Daisies?
What classic television sitcom is being reimagined by NBC and the creator of Pushing Daisies? It's not out yet. It's in the development stages.
So think of classic TV shows that you used to love.
I still love it. It's one of my favorite shows.
I'm sure it's going to get ruined.
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because there's not like they're going to go back and destroy memories and DVDs I own. They really can't fuck it up that much.
They may destroy your memories.
Oh, that's not good. Here's a hint. This was the first show on television to have a married couple sharing a bed that wasn't animated. So that should help out. From the 60s. The 1960s. Which became a great, great movie on NBC.
No, that was just called the 60s.
The 60s, everybody. Starring Forrest Whitaker, who had a show on Fox called Rock. He played a garbage man.
Oh, was it a sitcom?
Rock was one of the first shows ever to be shot live as well.
Were you sure? That wasn't Forrest Whitaker.
That was Forrest Whitaker, everybody.
That's
Rock.
That's another bald black man.
No, that wasn't Charles S. Dutton. You're racist, okay? I think I know your racism. And then Charles S. Dutton became The Rock, the wrestler, and he was in a movie based on the Tooth Fairy, but he was also a quarterback who raised his child with Julie Andrews. And those people control how late night talk shows work. Number 17, what classic television sitcom is being reimagined by NBC and the creator of Pushing Daisies? Hint, Charles S. Dutton was not Rock. It was Forrest Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker.
This is some nail-biting trivia here.
Nail-biting reimagining of history. Just like this show is being reimagined. When are they going to bring back Rock? When's that? I want to be the title character in Rock. They're going to call me Barack. The worst parody on Mad TV. Okay. Number 18. You found this question. You can take it away.
I don't know how to say it, though. What do the Chinese call kawaii
KWI/TSZE. Or.
I believe it's T, I think.
Wait.
Or Quick Little Fellows.
Quick Little Fellows.
So what do the Chinese call Kwai Chu or Quick Little Fellows?
That's what they call the freshman rush class in fraternities because they're very quick when they rape. So they're Quick Little Fellows. They get in and out. Unlike the veterans of the raping who just set up shop and tents everywhere. No, these guys are Quick Little Fellows.
Tents
hint,
really nice.
Fraternities. Jen is not happy with this at all. She doesn't like anybody talking about her favorite TV show of all time, Rock. Starring Forrest Dutton. And me. I was in that show. I was in every episode. I played the lamp that they found in the garbage. He was a garbage man.
You should do this.
All right, Jen, you should get number 19.
Yeah.
What are the ingredients for an old-fashioned?
Come on, Jan.
There are four ingredients we're looking here. We're looking here. There are four ingredients we're looking for.
Could we do half points or anything?
You will get a point for each ingredient you put. I don't care about amount. That's up to the bartender. But what are the ingredients for an old-fashioned? It's really a bad sign when the bartender says, oh, no, for one of the most classic drinks.
Think back on your Mad Men. All those brown liquors. See, I just ruined it.
Think of brown liquors, everybody. That should help.
Yeah.
Brown liquors.
I just gave an honest-to-God hint.
Beer. It involves beer.
Guinness, actually.
Guinness and beer.
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm.
And
Svedka Lime.
And molasses.
And molasses?
Yeah.
That's a crazy drink.
We just gave you the answer, folks.
That's for
not
a diabetic. That'd be a... I don't know if that'd be a good or a bad drink. Would you mix that? Would you let it settle?
No, you just let it settle.
You just let it settle? Well, like it's Guinness. You probably.
Yeah.
I want to put Guinness in a blender.
Do you think it would become like a milkshake? Like a malt?
Ideally. It'd be the only acceptable way to drink Guinness on the train.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a malt.
Or you could just drink it in a paper bag.
Nope, that's not classy. And if
How
I'm going to drink my malted Guinness, I want it to be as classy as possible. I wear a Gatorade. I just have a giant Gatorade jug thing, like a 50-gallon jug of Gatorade.
Yeah.
I only have a very little amount of liquid in it because I'm not insane.
You got to, like, tip it over.
But I'm always ready for a celebration. So I hold up the giant Guinness, Gatorade
Guinness
gallon,
shake.
and I hold it like that. And it's just, I'm hurting my arms on a daily basis, and it's just not going to work.
You could just get a camel pack.
There's a lot of things I can do. But have you ever met anyone with a camel pack and just thought, I want to be that person's friend. They have a camel pack.
I think it's kind of gross.
Anytime you have a straw sticking out of something, not a good sign.
I just think of the in the middle of the tube, there's probably mold.
Yeah. You brought it back to reality. You know who probably didn't have a lot of mold in his house was Forrest Duncan Keith, who was the star of Rock, because he worked as a garbage man, and he knew you can't be filthy because this shit will get taken over.
Or he was a hoarder.
By ants.
Could go either way.
That's what the reality show Hoarders is based on.
On Rock.
On Rock. On The Rock.
All right, number 20. Last question.
Number 20. Good luck, people. We'll run through them all again. Number 20. What is the name of the New York Jets cheerleader that Brett Favre sent crotch photos to? When I say crotch photos, I mean his penis. He took a photo of his penis, and he texted. Texting is like an email, which is like a letter.
Well, no, he sexted.
No, sexting, I think, implies mutual relations. He raped texted. This
rexted?
Lady. He rexted. She's in Playboy, by the way. She was in Playboy.
So if anyone looks
so
at Playboy.
Really quick, let's run through all 20. We're going to listen to a few Spoon songs. Spoon is a band. It's a tribute band to the TV show Silver Spoons.
Oh.
So we're going to listen to them for a little bit.
I thought they did the theme song to Rock.
No, they didn't do the theme song to Rock.
Oh.
That's insane.
Sorry.
That's just racist. Okay, number one. What is considered to be the first talkie? Number two, what is the name of Theo's best friend on The Cosby Show? Number three, in 1994, Lisa Left Eye Lopez left from TLC, the Learning Channel, burned her boyfriend's house down. What's the name of that man? Number four, according to the World Giving Index, what is the most charitable country? Number five, what Major League Baseball team Is Nintendo the majority owner?
What is the flattest state in the U.S.? That's number six. Number seven, Rahm Emanuel recently left his position as the chief of staff at the White House. Who took his job? Number eight, who made the title sequence for last week's episode of The Simpsons? Number nine, Tom Skilling, the best weatherman ever, is the older brother of whom? Number 10, the smallest person in the world, Nepal's Khagendra Thapa Magar, is how tall? In inches, please.
Number 11, what holiday takes place the day after Halloween? Number 12, what Oprah protege is hosting a free expo in Chicago on November 6th? Number 13, where does the majority of the Great Gatsby take place? Number 14, where did Barack Obama get his bachelor's degree? Number 15, how many newspapers have employed Roger Ebert as a full-time critic? Not syndication. Who is signing the checks?
Number 16, as of October 13th, 2010, who has the most Twitter followers? Number 17, what classic television sitcom is being reimagined by NBC and the creator of Pushing Daisies? Number 18, what do the Chinese call kawaii zhi or quick little fellows? I took Chinese. Number 19, what are the ingredients for an old-fashioned? And number 20, what is the name of the New York Jets cheerleader that Brett Favre sent crotch photos to?
And that's it. As soon as you figure out all of your answers, come on up. We'll tally it up.
Good luck, folks.
Here's some spoon, and we'll read the answers very soon. Dad's not around. And all the trouble you look for all your life. Okay, so we have tallied up the things. And let's do the answers really quick. What's considered to be the first talkie, the talking film, the jazz singer, Al Jolson? What was the name of Theo's best friend on The Cosby Show? Cockroach! In 1994, Lisa Left Eye Lopez from the Learning Channel burned her boyfriend's house down. What's the name of that man? Andre Rison. He was on the Atlanta Falcons at the time. According to the World Giving Index, what is the most charitable country? It's Australia, followed by New Zealand, Canada, Ireland, and Switzerland. What Major League Baseball team is Nintendo the majority owner? The Seattle Mariners.
What is the flattest state in the U.S.? Florida. They're 345 feet above sea level. I know. Crazy. Trivia. Number seven. Rahm Emanuel recently left his position as chief of staff at the White House. Who took his job? Pete Rouse.
Pete Rouse, everybody.
Rouse.
He looks like an uglier Barney Frank.
Who made the title sequence for last week's episode of The Simpsons? Banksy.
Banksy, everybody. Banksy. Banksy decided to stick it to the man by taking money from the man, so that happened.
Tom Skilling, the best weatherman ever, is the older brother of whom? Jeffrey Skilling, the disgraced Enron CEO.
R.I.P.
And the smallest person in the world, Nepal's Khagendra Thapa Magar, is how tall in inches? 25.8
inches. What holiday takes place the day after Halloween? All Saints Day, which is a tribute to an all-girl group. Number 12, what Oprah protege is hosting a free expo in Chicago on November 6th? Dr. Oz, who is a big fan of Dorothy. Where does the majority of the Great Gatsby take place? East Egg and West Egg, Long Island Sound, New York. Any of those would work. Where did Barack Obama get his bachelor's degree? Columbia University. How many newspapers have employed Roger Ebert as a full-time critic? Just one, the Chicago Sun-Times. He started his career there in 67, still there. Very, very good. Follow him on Twitter, everybody, which leads us to number 16.
As of today, October 13th, 2010, who has the most Twitter followers? Lady Gaga.
She's got 6,727,861, followed by Britney Spears, Ashton Kutcher, Justin Bieber, and Barack Obama.
I didn't know Barack had a Twitter.
Oh, Barack's got a great Twitter.
Which, by the way, today he emailed me. He wants to meet me.
He wants to meet me, too. That guy's a liar. Okay.
Number 17, what classic television sitcom is being reimagined by NBC and the creator of Pushing Daisies? The Munsters.
Best show ever.
And what do Chinese call Kwai Chi? I think. Kwai Chi. I mean, whatever. We're quick little fellows, and I think everyone got it wrong.
Chopsticks.
Yeah, chopsticks, because they're quick, if you use them right.
Quick little fellows.
I saw what everyone wrote. Makes sense. And number 19, what are the ingredients for an old-fashioned? 4-ounce bourbon, scotch or rye whiskey. one sugar cube, two dashes of bitters, and one splash of soda. And number 20, what is the name of the New York Jets cheerleader that Brett Favre sent crotch photos to? And Sonny, it's not me. It's not me, Sonny.
It's not Esmeralda Leone.
It's Jen Sterger.
It was Rock Hudson. Rock no, Hudson. It wasn't Rock Hudson. It
from
was
Beyond
Jen,
the Grave.
Jen Sterger, who was also in the TV show Rock.
From she was the
Fox.
Garbage. She was the garbage can.
She was, oh, she's a receptacle for garbage like Brett Favre's dick. So
yeah, I know, as you said.
Listener at home, you'll never know who won. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.